That's it. Welcome to the Scribble Show again. So welcome to all you scribblers out there, whether you're a Scribble listener or you're a Scribble writer. We don't mind as long as you're listening into the programme. And welcome, Steve. Welcome to the programme again,
Thank you, Neil. Good to be here again.
It is. We're going to another fantabulous show. It's going to be stunning this week. And we've got a couple of people to talk about as well this week of what they're up to, because it's a great opportunity for a lot of the poets to get involved with a project that a student's running.
And it's April Showers.
April Showers, that's the one, yeah. Now that's going to be, she's going to put a set of poems together and that's going to be broadcast on Manchester Radio, but we'll play her short promo shortly on that one.
Good.
Which will be really good.
So I'm interested in that myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Get on Google Plus. She tells you all about it in the short promo, so have a listen to that. And as usual, we're going to cover all great poets that we've got on. Now, one of the things you and I were talking about before we came on air was the amount of work that we're getting in at the moment, which I say every week is absolutely stunning. The quality of work is tremendous. The challenge we've got is working our way through it.
I think we're getting more in than we're putting out, Neil.
Yeah, so, right. I think we are. And I think part of the challenge with that is some people might be getting a little bit frustrated. All we would say is don't get frustrated. We're working our way through the system. And we will get to cover all you great poets out there as time goes on.
And I think the other thing to mention, Neil, which is to remind people about Night Train on a Wednesday evening.
Oh, yeah.
Less chit-chat from the likes of me and you. So a better programme, probably. But more, you know, another way of getting more of people's poems on the airwaves.
Because I think we mentioned last week that we're trying to achieve around about between 30 and 35 poets a week with Night Train and with a Scribble Show. So tune into both, because it's your work that we're covering. And if you're not doing the work, you just want to listen into some great poetry, give us a shot on that. Yeah. And I'll mention the app later in the programme, because I've created an app for us as well.
But the message there is, please be patient with us.
Yep.
We are doing our best.
Please be patient. We're doing as much as we can. Right, let's kick the show off. So I've been contacted by a guy who does a lot of work for us, actually, is Michael R. Justice. He does a lot of voiceovers for us, for a lot of poets. And his sister is a poet, Jay Lairsmith. And she's a brilliant poet, absolutely cracking. And he's never, ever, over the 10 weeks, ever said to us, can you play some of her work? And I happened to be on her site, and I said to him, there's a great poet here, Jay Lairsmith. And he said, it's my sister. I said, well, tell your sister I'm going to broadcast her, and she's on first spot on the show. So we're going to kick off with Jay Lairsmith, and it's Deciding to be Happy. And Michael's done the voiceover on this.
Okay.
The snow came early, stayed late the year you retired and came to live with me. We bought 40 acres in the mountains near Guffey, covered with aspen and fir trees. You brought the snow glistening on tumbleweeds that winter, the long mooted spring, and the garden that we planted from seeds. You brought much more than you promised to bring. And that was a year that I made the choice to be happy, or at least to try my best to erase the vision, silence the voices that were for so long that I struggled to arrest. How silly my years of struggle seem, now that I've made the choice. Seems I always knew.
I thought that was a great way to start the programme off.
I think quite poignant, that, Neil.
Yeah, I did decide to be happy.
Because everybody's got a choice, haven't they?
They have, and that's something else what struck a chord with me, is we've all got a choice, haven't we? You can either look at life and think, I'm feeling miserable, or you can say, you know what, okay, it is what it is, but let's have a bit of happiness.
Yep.
So I thought it was a real good way to set the tone for today's programme on that side.
And a first piece of work.
First piece of work, yeah. We've got quite a few first pieces of work on the programme today. So we're trying to do that. We're trying to... There's some of the people who are the regulars on the programme who are producing work that we're dropping in, but we're making sure that we cover as many new poets as we can. So you'll see that as we go along. And talking of which, on Poet Stream, and I know you've joined the
Poet Stream community
on Google+. Great team of people, and we always cover them every week on the programme. And we've got a couple in from them this week. We've got Sia Greehorn, who's doing a piece called TikTok. Now, there's There's no music behind this, so this is in the raw, because we're kind of doing this mix now of some with music and some without. Have a listen to Sia's work, because she's posting a lot of work to us at the minute, and it's really good quality.
This poem is entitled Tick Tock by Sia Greenhorn. Tick tock the clock, till doom, no room or time to doubt a hope so blue as the sky so high and a sun so bright. While the earth rocks and the sea shocks man's hearts till dark comes. A dad against sun, moms like ships with no docks. Her breeds, freed cats with no fields to roam. Where is the moon? Why do our stars guide our lives as if this day is our last? Shine false dim light that calls long nights of pain. Heads that crave meds that shoot through thin veins, then sad young lives to dead. These blown seeds do breeze long ways from trees that shade, from leaves and bark grown tall and strong, from wise words, streams that run clear and pure. Did they not know they would come to harm? Why on the page that speaks of peace, yet from news lips a war still kills? Yes, deeds we see shows hate at will. Red ink stains the hands that hold the pen that claims fame to pass peace pacts, but heals not the skins of meek men who live the law and talk to God. Where are kind souls that kiss all the whole, lost in a cave, a grave to right and true? To those who trust, a book found bold, old but new, and who love the truth? No, sword will not win, no man will end judge. A long time grudge and blood spilled in rage will not budge the just king who reigns. The time is short for works in vain, though thought these words are not from sane minds. They are the chains that bind. A chance to gain a prize worth gold, no end to life on earth be told? Sure not. A fool, they say, of those who pray. Yet where are their keys to end our pain and stress with ease? Tick-tock the clock for all men's woes, good news to some. All hearts that want it need eyes, not guns, need to read, not be told a tale, not real. Let not your pearl of sure dear worth to thieves do hold, to sell for dirt which dulls your shine, your goals mere mirth. No more to birth a child of yours. Tick-tock the clock, a bless, a curse.
I thought that was good, that. Tick-tock the clock, a bless or a curse. Because, right, we all watch time, don't we?
Yes.
And we all interpret it. And it's a bit like the first one we played of choosing to be happy. It's kind of a little bit of a tenuous link on that. Yeah. But you were mentioning about PoetStream just...
I've just joined PoetStream, Neil, and one of the things that really interested me, they've got categories of... So when you post a poem, you've got to choose a category. And they've just put a new category on, I think, where you can actually... put it in a category where you get where you make a request for critique.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, you know, if you want feedback on your poems, I think most of us do.
Yeah.
You can actually physically ask for it, and I'm pretty sure you'll get a response. I certainly got some responses to my.
You got a great response this week because you were Poet of the Week.
That's been Poet of the Day.
Poet of the Day, yeah.
Or
it was
something
brilliant.
Like that.
Yeah.
But that was, it was, you know, that was nice. But I got some good feedback, which was helpful. So
yeah, so they're a good crew over
there.
They
are a good crew.
So.
Yeah.
So get over there and support them. Get your poetry in if you want people to give it a bit of a critique, because we all need a bit of feedback on what we're doing, which is really good. So that was the first one for PoetStream. And then I picked up on a guy by the name of Ferrick Gray, and he's done this poem called Wise. And I thought, I listened to it. It's not a very long poem. I listened to it and I thought, I quite like that. I'm going to listen to that again. And I would just be interested to see what you think of it as well. So have a listen, Steve.
I felt questions. Since my yearning, what I ask is simply why? Fan these flames, this fire is burning. And this feeling, don't know why. Come with me, there's no returning. Shy away, no reason why. Holding hands, my heart discerning. Every touch, I wonder why. My emotions overturning. Every fear that questions why. Stay with me, for now I'm learning. There's no reason for my why. Days of mind filled, all concerning. You, my reason, You're my why.
You see, it's all following a bit of a theme, really, isn't it?
I like his delivery, though, Neil, because he's purposely took his voice down, hasn't he?
He has.
Brings a bit of atmosphere to the poem.
It does. He was really good the way he does that. And we've played him before.
Is that his own production, sorry, Neil?
It is.
Put the music in.
Yeah, it's his own production on that. I think he's done a great job on it. So thanks very much, Ferrick. Really good piece. Really liked it. So I thought that's why we drop it in. Now, so we've mentioned Poet's Dream, and I've got to mention a guy by the name of Alan Johnson who runs the World Comes to You, because not only is he really good with the radio show, because I've listened to it on a Saturday, he's also good at doing the voiceovers for things that we put on our show.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of a symbiotic relationship with him. But he's done this piece for a guy by the name of John Cavanagh. And John's a great poet, and Alan's really lifted it and brought it to life. And he's done a great production on it. And I thought, you know, let's drop this into the program so that you and I can just enjoy this piece. It's really good.
I'm standing here, I watch. I see a little girl approaching me, an epitaph I stand beside. Her deep blue eyes are open wide. Etched into this marble stone, she seeks one name alone. Her hero, yes, her all-to-be, the father she will never see. A little boy, he stands here too. His mother's name comes into view. Upon the stone, his lips they touch. I miss you, mother, oh so much. A voice, it calls each name aloud. Families gather, standing proud. Memorial day for those who fell. I watch the tears in eyes that swell. With heavy heart, I feel their grief. They stand, they stare in disbelief. Shadowed thoughts cross each mind. For solace here, they hope to find. A prince approaches, wreath in hand. Trumpets sound, the army band. A cannon roars, a gun salute. To all now gone, a fine tribute.
Gonna fess up now, it brought a bit of a lump to me throat.
It did for me, Neil, and it was the poem as well as the backing music, because that reminds me of my mum.
Yeah, the delivery on it and the words in it are awesome. So John Cavanagh, superb, fantastic job, and Alan, thank you very much for recording it, because it really did bring it to life. But what a really good piece. I'm feeling quite mellow.
That's, I think that's as good as we've had in all the shows since we started, Neil. I know we've not got favourites,
but
that was excellent.
It was. And, it, you know, and if you've ever want to hear something read on Remembrance Day, that'd be the sort of thing you'd want to want to listen to, wouldn't you? Absolutely brilliant. So thank you very much for doing that. Great, great piece. Now, Ken Allen Dronsfield has been on the programme before. Oh, by the way, that was the first time for John Cavanagh.
Great.
So, new poet on the programme.
More, please.
Yeah, more, please. Yeah, and he's doing more. He's a great poet, so we'll look forward to covering more of his work. And Ken's been on the programme before, Ken Allen Dronsfield, and he's done this particular poem for us. It's called Jack Speaks, and he's done it a few times, and he sent me the final version of it this time. And I liked it, so I thought...
It's about your dog, is it, Neil?
Yeah, my dog, Jack. If he could speak, what a story he would tell. Yes.
Might stop him biting me. Yeah.
I think he's just got a thing about you.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to it.
Although intoxicated within the ethereal madness, bound within the chains of a soulless treason. I'm desperately in love with this gothic sadness, while staring into mists of disheartened reason. Walking and stalking through dark, rancid streets, stopping for shots as the pain's finally receding. Through smoke and crowds, reverent and discreet, a bottle to the abyss, now heartless and bleeding. See their frightened eyes view my crumpled prize, found there in the lane of the Whitechapel fame, a gutter splashed with blood, wasted faceless lives, feeling not of blame, nor an absolve pious shame. Destiny awaits all that tempt this pattered wraith, from the harbors of doom to the arches of festoon, stealing souls from those courting a dervish dance. I'm in lust with the blood of all devoid of romance. Muffled be the moans through all incise dreams, inhaling a darkling mind while exhaling into hell, humming in rhyme of time-whispered screams. Clock talks by, so should I pack and leave as well.
Jack the Ripper.
Yes.
Yes. Scary one, that one, wasn't it? I thought it was just a... It was one of those poems that you listen to and you go, so Jack speaks. So what's that about then? So I listened to it and went, hold on, this is Jack the Ripper. Yeah, let's have a play of that one. That was good. And we've got a poem at the end by Alan Johnson, who's not only a good voiceover artist, he's also written a cracking poem. And he said, I'm sending it to you. Don't you dare play it. Hard luck, Alan. We're playing it at the end
so
of the program.
So why has he sent it us if he doesn't want us to play it? And doesn't he know us well enough?
Yeah, you think you'd have got the hang of
what people ask.
You think you'd have got the hang of it by now, wouldn't you?
No, not yet.
And it'll scare your pants off, that one, when we get to it. So let's have a quick listen to what's going on with The World Comes to You.
Well, hello. The World Comes to You here on Saturdays at noon. That's GMT.
Somebody mentioned tea.
Well, GMT is the world time zone. Oh. So people tuning in from Japan or somewhere else.
I live around the corner.
12 o'clock, Saturday, the 9th of April. The World Comes to You.
Oh, I can't have all them coming here.
Bit of GMT.
Is that Jeff? Is Jeff moonlighting on another program?
Yeah. That's Jeff doing a jingle for somebody else.
Yes.
Oh, that was a great promo for the program.
In his own voice.
In his own voice, yeah. He's the little one in the background. I can't have them coming round here. But it's great. If you get over to The World Comes to You on a Saturday afternoon, around about 12 o'clock, it's broadcast. It's worth listening to. It's full of lots of interviews with different poets, play a little bit of the poetry, and then quite a bit of interviewing going on, which is really good. It's different to this program, but it's worth listening to. So get over there and have a listen to it. Now, one of the guys that I heard on the program being interviewed was a guy called Carlos Gomez, and he's been posting some of his work to us as well and said, you know, can you consider playing it? And I thought, I listened to it. I've got about four or five, and one of them's called Frozen in Time. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to play that this week because it kind of fits with the set.
First time on the program, Neil, I think.
First time on the program as well.
I don't remember that name.
No, he's a new boy on the program as well. So let's have a listen to Carlos.
Blinder than the darkness, frozen in the present, not allowed to ascend, feeling that the present is tearing me apart. Frozen in its shadow, can I still wonder if I do not progress, if silence is what buries me, and wondering just tortures me? Not able to make more memories, my heart remains frozen in the reoccurring, burning the candle at both ends. God is not helping. I'm paralyzed, motionless as death, but alive as a flame. My dreams are forsaken. Only old memories that repeat. And yet I wonder why. And yet I wonder why heaven has died. Why I am still breathing. Why am I still alive? Someone beside me. Or have I lost my mind? If I cannot move on, then can I return? I don't want to remain frozen. I need some motion. Can I still wonder if I do not move? Heaven has darkened and hunger arrives. Nothing to see but that which rewinds. Empty my faith. Raise a new way. Cover my eyes and darkness subsides. How can I run away when chained to this moment and tortured by the memories of what is dead? How can I run away when chained to this moment and tortured by the memories of what is dead? Send me a holy temptation so I can ascend, so I can wonder. I do not want to remain frozen in time.
There you go, frozen in time. I wouldn't want to remain frozen in time either. It must be quite difficult, actually, stuck between life and death would be a serious challenge, wouldn't it? So quite a poignant piece there. But
yeah, quite a deep piece, Neil, I think, you know. Yeah. Shows how people's emotions, you know, run quite deep.
Yeah, and the fact that somebody can actually vision it and actually write about it is really good. So thanks very much for that, Carlos. We're going to move on to a section of the show now that we've started to include called the Kubli side. And I talk about this on a regular basis, about these group of poets who every week produce a poem, and it's put on their own page now that they've got, which is called Poem Kubli. Because the quality is so good, what I said to them was, choose one of your poets to be profiled on the show each week, and we'll actually profile them, play their poetry so people can hear what it's like, and we'll keep this running as a regular event, which was Persona Non Grata, which was a really nice piece. And she's recorded it for us, sent it in, and we're going to play this. This is the poem, Kubli, piece of poetry that was voted as the best one by everybody in that community. So have a listen.
Okay.
Persona non grata. Storm clouds gather. The wind delivers the smell of rain and something darker. The steeple tall in shadows of deepest mauve and coal. Whispers strike with glass and pebbles brought from the gutter on gusts of laughter. Dust devils dance and whirl through legs tanned by Sunday service stockings. Now crooked seams and laddered holes stand stark against pale flesh. Whispers sing, shoo, shoo. Brittle dry corpses of unspoken words and husks of nightmares rattle. The murmur of wishes dead before the birthday candles met the flame. Shoo, shoo. New growth choked by ancient ivy, tendrils reach for an innocent's ankle. The hem of her dress trails into the mud. The bell in the tower begins to toll. It is Palm Sunday in the village, but the crocus never bloomed. Low voices in tone beneath the wind ebb and carry. Flow and ebb. the tables by the rectory wear checkered cloth and tattered strips and shreds of red. The swing on the playground swings back and forth and to and fro, but no childish laughter fills the air. Where are the children? Behind that door? Shoo, shoo. The ladies from the rectory march out and move in unity, fat arms laden to feed the holy brethren. Willow baskets without lids overflow with chicken legs and towering cakes of pink and cream and loaves of bread, a violent green, sweet tea jugs, a rosy hue. Swollen beetles perched on the rims, matching aprons splashed well with red. Shriveled hands hold pans of battered tin. Church lady casseroles placed heavily onto trivets made of graveyard bone. A feast awaits. Spiders fill the sugar bowls and the dust begins to rise. Shoo, shoo. A smothered cough and en masse they turn as one. Black holes are where their eyes should be, shuttered windows to where their souls once housed. Grins stretch tightly against black broken teeth. Dead grandma chests heave against tattered gingham blouses. Shoo, shoo, naughty children, shoo. But where are the other children? Her hand outstretched, the fingers gone, but armed with a hymnal and Tupperware, a pulsing offering beneath that lid. Bit of gristle, a tuft of hair. Shoo, shoo, my child, hissed the bloody lips. And shoo was right, and so shoo I did, running fast enough to outrun the dead. When I awoke in the morning, I was safe in my bed, my doll safe on the chair, the dog asleep on the floor, and a small Tupperware container snuggled next to my head. Shoo, shoo.
What was really interesting was the week that she did that, which was the week before, shoo shoo became one of the comments that appeared everywhere. So we'd all be chatting to each other on the page and everybody would go shoo shoo. So it just became like the catchphrase for the week. But great poem, that Joy. Really good.
Very good poem.
Enjoyed it. So good choice by the team to pick that one as the winner for this week. Mm. And we'll cover everybody as each week goes on.
Honestly. A really clever piece of work, Neil. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Yeah, certainly well, really well written, brilliant piece. Now, moving on to a poem by a lady by the name of Julie Peterson, which is Alan Johnson's very kindly voiced over for us. It's called Dark Glass Breaks, and this is really worthwhile being in the programme as well, so as everybody's are, but have a listen to this.
Tears before they stain your cheeks like they did your heart, and instead cry happy tears. Your pain pierces me too, like a knife in the gut, so I bleed the agony you feel, putting bandages on to protect myself. Our barriers against the wrongs are built and torn down daily, standing strong against frayed nerves, then go crashing down with the attacks. I can't help you. You can't help me. You're slipping away day by day. I don't know why, and I can't take hold. Yet I know this despite everything. You are forever in my heart, because in there, dark glass breaks and the sun shines again.
You know, Steve, I sit here on a Thursday night when we record these and it's going dusk and I start to feel really mellow. I know we don't broadcast till Friday, but it's Thursday night, it's late on before it goes in to be mastered. In post-production, and I listen to some of this work and it brings me really down. I just really nice and relaxed.
There's only one thing missing in my opinion.
Yeah.
A very humble opinion. A nice malt whiskey.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if we can rectify that for the next time. I'll please both of us.
Yeah. It's incredibly relaxing, Neil.
It is.
It's incredible. You know, I've heard some of these for the first time tonight. I've not had the luxury of hearing them before, and it's just a great way to
It chill. Just really chills the soul. It's great. I just love doing this program. It's absolutely superb. So thanks very much, Julie. Really great piece. Now we're going to
move on. Alan again.
It's great that Alan's prepared to do this because it really helps us out with what we're doing, and we help him out with what he's doing. So it really helps, as does Michael R. Justice. He's recorded a piece of poetry by a lady by the name of Mary Oliver, and he's got a really good voice for it. And I know you and I don't think we've got voices for this, but I put you in Night Train this week, and you came in and you said, "My voice sounds rubbish." It doesn't. It was great. It was a great poem. Northumberland Romance.
Northumberland Romance, yes.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope people enjoyed it, Neil. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, we've had some good feedback on it, so well done, Steve.
Good, thank you, Neil.
Really great.
Thanks for including that.
Yeah, that was good. So let's have a listen to Mary Oliver's piece, which is a lead. So have a listen.
Here is a story to break your heart. Are you willing? This winter the loons came to our harbor and died, one by one, of nothing we could see. A friend told me of one on the shore that lifted its head and opened the elegant beak and cried out in the long, sweet savoring of its life, which, if you have heard it, you know is a sacred thing, and for which, if you have not heard it, you had better hurry to where they still sing. And believe me, tell no one just where that is. The next morning this loon, speckled and iridescent, and with a plan to fly home to some hidden lake, was dead on the shore. I tell you this to break your heart, by which I mean only that it break open and never close again to the rest of the world.
Great.
Another good poem.
It is. Really good. You know, some of the poetry, the quality of the poetry is outstanding. I know I say that every week, but it is. The work that we're broadcasting is absolutely tremendous. So,
just remind me here, what's the name of the lady who wrote that?
That was Mary Oliver.
Has she been on before?
No, first time. Not on the program. First time. So that's what we're trying to do, try and get as many new people on as we can, because it's important that we give as many poets as much airing as we can do.
Yeah, thanks for sending that in, Mary.
Yeah, really good piece. Well done. Now, we mentioned very briefly April Showers on the programme when we opened up about this page that they've set up on Google+. So if you're on Google+, go over there, have a look at a community called April Showers. This young lady is putting a podcast programme together which will go out on a local radio station in Manchester, which isn't far from where we are. And they're going to do it as part of it's part of a project she's working on at the minute. So she's collecting poets in. So if you're on there, get onto Google+, get your poetry in there, and hopefully she'll choose it for this podcast program.
Don't mention it again, Neil, because I'm hoping to get one of mine on. And the more so you mention it, the less chance I've got.
The race is on. So
do you have to record it? Do you have to record the poem, Neil, too?
No, you can put written work in as well as voice work.
Okay.
And
do we know when the broadcast is going out?
It's sometime in early May.
Right, so there's a bit of a rush on.
Yeah, so the time is quite tight on it. But she's put us a bit of a promo together so that we understand what's going on. So we'll play that and have a quick chat about it after.
April Showers is a poetry podcast which will be broadcast on the 12th of May 2016 on Manchester's Keys News. We are looking for any aspiring young poets who would be interested in being a feature for us. Simply follow us back on our Twitter page. The link will be in the description on our Google Plus page. Thank you.
Ah, Neil.
Yeah, young. That was the problem. So,
don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. Okay.
Well, I'm working on the basis that we're young at heart at the end of the
Yes. day. I'm working on the basis that I'm younger than you.
Well, on that basis, everybody's younger than me. So get over there. Let's support April. She's doing it as a project. It's going to be broadcast on Manchester local radio. So get over to Google Plus and get your poetry in there. Be a really good thing to
do.
Right, now moving along, we've got a lady who's been on the programme before, ML Poetry, which is a Non de Plume on Facebook, and on Google Plus, it's Tammy Manicus.
Yes.
And she produces this bit of work, and we'll play it now.
My name is Tammy Manicus. My pen name is ML Poetry, and I can be found on Facebook under ML Poetry. This is my poem titled The Bite. Since as far back as I can remember, at night I would bend on my knees and talk with an imaginary man that lived in an imaginary land. I would always ask, who is this person? Does he really exist? And many more questions I would have as I grew older and began to resist. As life started showing me the horrible things that were real, gone was the believing in things I could never see or feel. The child's innocence lost for all time, as the mountains of adolescence I started to climb. The early scars upon my heart I earned, as the anger inside me started to burn. The mythical man was never out of my mind, but I heard another, and with him I aligned. The only joy of my adulthood was a love for my child. As I set to raise him, I put away all the things wild. It seems he grew up so very fast, then out on his own in a world so vast. Alone I was with all my own thoughts. The voice grew stronger and began to plot, reminding me he has never left my side, welcoming me back with arms open wide. Back on the wild side I would play, not a care in the world who stood in my way, punishing all that chose my flesh. For me, the wicked, there would be no rest. Something began to pull me in another direction, the longing and wanting of real affection. I feel an epic battle being raged for my soul. The one seems stronger and won't let go. Is this the mythical man from so long ago? The one I was told of but never did know? My mind torn to pieces in the constant fight. Who'll win in the end, the dark or the light?
Yeah, that's always a good question, that. Who's going to win in the end, the dark or the light? I think the dark at the moment's winning on me. I'm sat in the dusk, in the dimness here.
I think the light always wins, Neil.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah. It was a really good observational piece. I really like that piece by Tammy, so great work, Tammy. Keep on sending them in, keep on playing them. Now, Heather Alley's been on the programme once before, over a 10-week period, and she's produced a piece of poetry called On My Mind, and she posted it up on SoundCloud for me to pick up, and I thought we'd include it in today's programme, because she's quite a prolific poet, actually, and does some really good work. So have a listen to this, Steve.
It's On My Mind. I sit quietly on a pad to protect my decomposing spine, buds in my ears, waiting for the phone to ring, bringing money and the chance to perfume the air with yet another on-demand performance. Acrobatic displays. Instant access wisdom. It's all grace while doing the downward-facing dog. Lavender wisdom in warrior pose. Calling for make me feel better and entertaining fantasy. Looking inside this vessel is empty. So it seems strange when others peer within. The genie is always home and baking cookies, ready to smile, please, and praise. This vessel is always full to the brim, overflowing transmutation. Pain, double backflips carving into love. Sugar wouldn't melt in my mouth, and I know how the cow ate the cabbage. I wonder what I will be in the decades to come. While I wait to take the stage, I wonder, will I feel beautiful, thankful, happy? Will I always feel trapped in a hateful body? Will I ever see my own beauty reflected in the eyes of my lover and know that that really is me? I wonder aloud when I'm not mindful enough to stay silent. I watch the faces I talk to, so when they show signs of discomfort, subjects can be switched, gazes instantly altered, making myself smaller to better fit into comfort zones not built for me. I don't fear the dark anymore. I can see everything blind. Ears tuned to the sound that resentments echo, bones ground daily into susceptible flour for unleavened consumption. I float through this existence, wondering if this might be the last day. It never is. The phone rings. The director from offstage yells, "Take your marks!" The call is answered, and the performance begins. Earnestly, talking to the back row, proving once again that empty vessels are most commonly used to move fragile, delicate items of great value from here to there. The stranger on the phone only knows that this well is never dry, so they return empty, hearts broken in cupped hands, drinking their fill. Tossing a coin into the well as they leave, my magic is reduced to bills being paid. I sit here on a pad to protect my delicate spine. Buds and ears empty again, waiting for the phone to ring, wondering what my next line is.
See, I think with Heather Alley, it's more like spoken word more than poetry. And there's a message inside everything that she puts together. I get drawn into it when she starts talking and she starts spinning the story as it goes out. And I think, yeah, I really like this.
It's quite a spiritual start to that program, to that poem, Neil, I thought.
Yeah, there was.
Obviously,
yeah.
Some yoga moves mentioned in there. Downward dog.
Downward dog. Oh, yeah, of course. Mm. Yeah. So I was thinking of something else then.
Push it.
But maybe I shouldn't. I think you're right. Downward dog. Yoga move.
Yoga move. Let's stay there.
Stay there. All right, moving on before we get into trouble. We're going to play a piece by Susan Worrell, who's been on the programme before.
She has. Susan has been on before.
And it's called Watch the World Go By. And I picked this because I was in Manchester the other week and I was watching all the homeless people sat on the streets. And this is what she's written about, watching the world go by. And it just struck a chord with me. And you and I have been in Manchester when we've seen them.
Yeah, we have.
And it's a sorry state of affairs that in this day and age that we have that. So I thought we'd play this.
I sit and watch their busy lives zigzag past my eyes. I sit alone, unobserved, watch the world go by. A mother with her children, stress lining her face. A smile long forgotten, a sadness in its place. A pram full of shopping bags, child sat on her hip. Toddler throwing tantrums as she tightened up her grip. Teenagers, girls chatting, gathering in a crowd. Annoying passers-by, giggling out loud. Youthful boys in their ignorance, cursing as they walk. Old friends meet by chance, stop in the street to talk. Old man with a walking stick, with each step a groan. Long-suffering wife at his side, hosts a face of stone. A couple strolling hand in hand, romance in its prime, besotted by each other, unaware of time. I sit and watch their busy lives zigzag past my eyes, snuggled in a doorway, keeping warm and dry, begging for some food, unseen by their eyes. I sit here all alone and watch the world go by.
You know, that just summed it up for me.
It does, Neil. Actually, it's quite poignant for me because I've been in Newcastle recently. Yeah. And I walked up from the quayside up to Gray's Monument, which is quite a steep climb.
Yeah.
Mid-morning, and there was a guy sat in a doorway, obviously homeless, struggling. I walked back down the hill, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he still sat there.
Yeah.
I doubt that he'd moved all day.
Yeah.
I noticed him. I wonder whether he... What's What is he seeing the same as that, as the poet there?
Yeah, maybe he is.
What's he seeing?
Yeah, that's right. And I think that was a really good insight into, because we do treat them as though they're invisible. You know, people walk past them as though they don't exist. So it's wrong in this day and age.
And we don't know the circumstances why they're there, do we?
We don't. Nobody's got any idea why these guys have ended, and these ladies have ended up on the street. Yeah. So really nice piece that, Susan. Thank you very much for writing it first, and to Alan for recording it. So really good. Now, we were contacted by a guy by the name of White Man Tim. He posted this this set of words on the Scribble poetry submission page on Facebook, and we all read it, and everybody who read it went, this needs to be on the program. So I went with the majority of the vote, because I thought the same, and he recorded it. I said, record it for us and get it in. So he's recorded it. Let's have a listen to it.
They ran to the left just to get away from the right, pacing to the day, terrified of the night, embracing gloom simply because it wasn't doom. Little did they know, they sat upon the same tomb. As a cave is dug, a grave is snug, another day gone within the age, sat upon the same page. The snow glistens as it lands upon the buildings, a familiar yet cold wind gushes down through the city. The winter of London is something truly to behold. Harsh and uninviting in its days, today it remains the same. Its inhabitants, uncaring, wrapped in their own problems, with no interest in someone else's tale, as they dwell in their own vices, trapped in electronic devices. Their life, the only one in existence, their viewpoint, the only thing that matters, lain in truth, only if it exists in their bias, only existing in their realm of living. Unfortunately, such a truth has and never will exist, and such a person can never hope to attain true happiness. They have confined themselves to be the accomplice to the violence, pain, and ultimate misery that freely roams this world. There exists no destiny. Nothing happens when you fail. Nothing happens when you succeed. To focus on your life as its only subject is to sentence themselves to loneliness and greed. It's a dead end. Focus on what you represent in the lives of your peers, if you ever want to live with happiness and without tears.
You know, we've almost come full circle, because if you think right at the very beginning, we choose to be happy, and then we've come to this, which explains you what life's about, and you've got to choose which route you want to going to take. So I thought it was... I just liked the way it was put together, and everybody who'd read it said this must be on the programme.
What's the guy's name again, Neil?
White Man Tim.
White Man Tim.
Yeah. That's his Facebook name.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure what his real name is, but he's into poetry and performance poetry in a big way. So thanks very much.
Another first time on the programme.
Another first time on the programme.
We're doing program, well tonight,
indeed.
Aren't we?
Yeah, we are, because we've got another first timer coming up next.
Excellent.
This by the name of Wendell Berry, and it's The Peace of Wild Things. So get your ears around this one, mate.
Okay.
The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry. When despair grows in me, and I wake in the middle of the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the woodrake rests in his beauty on the water, and the grey heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting for their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world, and I am free.
There you go, The Peace of the Wild Things.
Yeah, and that's another throwback to the first poem of the day, because when he's struggling with despair over something,
yeah,
he chooses to do things that make him happy and lift him.
Yeah, it's great. So I think we've got a nice theme running through the
I might take this home with me tonight.
Easier to sleep as the night goes on.
With another malt.
Yeah, with another malt whiskey, yeah. Let's just chill out, because as we do every week, we kick off our shoes and we just relax. Nice and easy. So I covered a lady by the name of the Plain Faced Porter. So she'd written a set of short stories. And the short story she's writing is called The In Between. And we did the first one about 6 weeks ago on the programme. She sent me the other two chapters. And I read the other two chapters and I thought, great, I'm going to broadcast them. And then I thought, well, people won't remember what the first one was.
No.
So I'm going to play the first one first, because that always helps. Because if you play the first one last, you never know what's going on, do you? Because it kind of confuses the story. So we'll go first, second, third, third.
It may be that the old astrologers had the truth exactly reversed when they believed that the stars control the destinies of men. The time may come when men control the destinies of stars. Arthur C. Clarke. The hum. The sound of in-between in non-space is something more perceived than heard, like tonal notes deep and just out of earshot, felt and translated to every atom. Some describe it like standing on top of a giant machine. Niall, the petite, waif-like Afsa, inhabiting the in-between at that moment, was in fact, as usual, humming along in its head with the sound harmonically. Unlike most jumpers, Niall found the great mysterious hum familiar and comforting. It was an occupational hazard for Arisan Galaxian engineers travelling the in-between. Jumpers wrestled with terror, decaying time, no air, no senses, direction null, only their own heartbeat and the mysterious hum to keep them from suspecting they're dead. For most first-year engineers, it was overwhelming, and after a few jumps, most opted out of the programme. For Niall, it was filled with fond memories of jumps suspended in its father's strong arms, his gentle, intelligent, soft voice humming harmonics. When Niall was in between, it felt nearest its beloved father's presence. The slim Afsa shifted incrementally within the field. No big movements in transfer. It prepared for the 2 minute end push. The last 2 minutes of suspension were always intense. Everyone, including Niall, had to fight unreasonable panic and terror. Another anomaly of in between. Those last 2 minutes evoked strong feelings, similar to sensations of drowning or strangling. Jump space mechanics explained it as the pressures of the movement of matter suspended from positive atom push to the negative atom draw. This was used to create a path where no path should be, like threading a hole through non-space and drawing the person through. Niall concentrated on the phrases father had taught it, a meditation to patiently endure the last few minutes of in between. Toe, meadows of red flowers. Shan, sunlight on a mountain lake. Chi, the face of a loved one, bright and true. Stop. No. Not Fidger's face, father's face. Now fought the niggling distraction and started again. Din, an orange cat stretches in the sun. Pa, a bluebird alights from a branch. Then suddenly, with deity-like prominence, light and sound from the subspace station interjected itself back into the Afsa's existence. Niall started violently shaking as the stasis field passed from in-between to subspace. It occasionally happened, no one knew why. The Afsa was thankful for the cool down of subspace to try and quell the reaction prior to materialising on the jump station of Terrius 4. It rubbed its arms, trying to shake off the shivs, as it was called. The jump station control room and Guardian slowly materialised into view. The Guardian brought the panel slider down and looked up, nodding up at Niall, inspecting. The Afsa stepped down off the platform and presented its wrist with a planner apparatus to the Guardian waiting by the platform. He held the device to open the apparatus, then he removed it from the thin wrist, noting the still shaking hand. He nodded deeply to the Afsa Ministry officer in respect and saluted the Ministry salute, an arm sideways across the chest. Welcome to Terrius 4, Dame Niall.
Well, there you go. That was the first part of the programme, so of the short story. So you'll get the second part
next week.
Next week. So tune in for that. I'll just give everybody a reminder of what they're waiting for. It's a great story by the plain-faced poetess.
Your now, reading's coming on, Neil.
My what?
Your reading.
My reading is coming on. Yes, I'm getting.
It's on those Ladybird books.
I'm Janet and John and Fluff. Did me the power of good. So we're going to, with last poem of the show now, we're going to play out with Alan Johnson's poem, the one I mentioned at the beginning. He should know better than sending me a piece of poetry that he's written. It's called The Steps 1 and 2.
Ooh.
And this will creep you out for the evening. So
could turn the lights off, please.
Stone steps, one by one, I took my stride. A woman passed me by, her hair windswept. She stared into my eyes, and fear she saw within. My cloak brushed the ground, ever gliding where the darkened clouds. Time was near. To rest. Time was done, and they will run. Music saddened my age. Shadows behind stutter forward. Crows cry low. As near, I am there. The hill fades, the sky falls. I lay lonely and still. Till that day, I will warm from this chill. I am here for that I know. And they will come. That light will glow. Do not move. I know your presence. Your pulse beats my song of thirst. Stay clear. Your step is close. Fear me more. Fear me first. What fool you are to venture near. The moon will glimpse, and I shall hear. Lonely hope, your blood, my wine. I can say no more this time. Lonely hope, I once lived, I was alive. Leave me in peace till light does arrive. Visit no more, I cannot secure your life in my hands. Your spirit so pure. Farewell, my friend. Goodbye to you. The steps I do walk from this hill in my view.
You're not going to sleep well tonight, are you?
I hope I never break down outside Alan's house in the middle of the night. I think he enjoys that just too bit too much.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, wonderful piece. Thanks very much for sending that in, Alan. Well, that's us done for this week.
It's been great again, Neil.
Yeah, thanks very much, Steve. It's been a great programme.
Thanks to all the first-timers on the show, Neil.
Yeah,
thanks
absolutely.
To all our listeners.
All the listeners, all the scribblers out there. Keep everything coming in. And as we say every week on the Scribble Show, may your God or your gods go with you. Good night.
Good night.